Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Pick one out. I don't care how you get there. Either one of those three will get you to my website where you'll find a little bit of small business heaven. Thousands, count them, thousands of archives. Thousands, count them, thousands of articles and lots of other resources that you can use to your benefit to answer questions, to get some ideas, and subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget that. That's a weekly edition that comes out every Sunday by email and in the afternoon. I think you'll like it, and I hope you'll subscribe when you get to my site. Pat Bennett is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's Executive Vice President with COVAD, and his business is Voice over IP, Voice over Internet Protocol, and I got 1,000 questions for him. Pat, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. My audience knows what voice over IP is, Pat, for two reasons. Number one, I just told them just before you got here. And number two, they've heard me talking about it before with other experts on this issue. But now that's the business that you're in, isn't it?
That's correct. We are a broadband and voice over IP provider on a national basis, just about the only independent non-ILEC national provider of those type of services.
Well, tell us about your business model. Maybe that would be a good place to start. Tell us about your business model.
Sure. Our business model is, VoIP has been around for a while, particularly in the enterprise space, but our business model is quite different in that we have what is called a hosted application of voice over IP. That means that...
And, of course, just in case somebody just tuned in, this is internet telephone, basically, right?
It's IP protocol telephone, and the reason I differentiate that is that there are services out there that use and send their information over the internet. Mm-hmm. COVAD does not. COVAD sends its information over closed networks, and there's a big difference in that. So, particularly from a security standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But our application is what we call a hosted application. That means that the customer does not have to invest in a server or a soft switch application to be housed on their premise.
Which is what we would call an application service provider, an ASP.
That's correct. That's correct. And so the only investment that a customer might make for this type of service is if they choose to upgrade their telephones themselves, then they would be required to buy IP telephones. Some customers have IP telephones today. Others don't.
What does an IP telephone look like?
It looks just like a regular telephone.
It doesn't have horns coming out of it or a long tail or anything like that, right?
No horns coming out of it. Usually it will have a small CRT type screen built into it so that you can take advantage of many of the VoIP features right on the phone set itself, as opposed to necessarily having to go to a computer to do it. But that's really the primary difference.
What's the advantage? What's the advantage of voice over IP as opposed to the classic way we've used telephones for 150 years?
Sure. If you look at it, at the very basic level, the big advantage is that you, in almost every case, are going to reduce your cost for your telephone service by as much as 30%.
Mm-hmm.
But when you really go to the next step and say, well, how does this really change my business and make my company overall more productive? It's really the features and capabilities that take you to that dimension, really enhancing productivity tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
A good example is voicemail. Today, how many times do you come back to your desk and see your light flashing, and you know you're waiting for an important call, and you dial in, and you got 12 messages, and you have to listen to each message, and save it or go on to the next one until finally you get to the message you want. With VoIP, you have features where you come back to your desktop, you open up your window, and there's your whole list of calls that have come in,
as if it were an email.
As if it were an email, and you can just click on the one you want. You don't have to listen to them all. That's right. and just, you know, features like that. We have
Now, do all telephones, do all IP telephones, voice over IP telephones have that? Do they all have that display, that screen?
No, I mean, you can get just a very basic telephone that doesn't have a screen on it.
Right.
But, you know, one of the unique features of COVAD service is what we call our dashboard, which is pretty much a control center, a command center, from which you can do just about anything you want to do with your phone service. Find me, follow me is a very, very powerful feature.
And you can also integrate your contact information, right? Like I do with my BlackBerry?
That's it. That's exactly right.
It's sort of like a BlackBerry on my desk, right?
Certainly to a degree it is. And you can integrate your whole Outlook address book into the service. Just click on the name, and boom, you're off and dialing. You can do instant conference calling.
I don't know whether I've got a phone system that I like that I've used for years. And it's not as productive as it could be, but it's just kind of I've gotten kind of used to it. It's kind of like an old pair of shoes, I guess. But I'm gonna have to get a new pair of shoes one of these days, Pat. What I like about what you're talking about is the ability to use my contact information on my telephone the same way I do when I'm out of town and I use my BlackBerry. I just go over and type in their name or type in the first few letters and just select the one that I want and give them a call. And I don't have that capability currently with my typical landline system.
Well, most people end up having multiple phone directories. You know, they have to enter the information in their speed dial separate from what they've entered into their desktop. And now
most speed dials don't have hundreds of options.
No, they don't. They're very limited in the number of calls.
Yeah. So now let me ask you a question now because I'm really interested in this business to business angle. One of the advantages of my system, my business system, is that we have intercom capability. Can you have that kind of capability with a voice over IP system?
By all means.
And conferencing and all that?
Oh yeah, any feature that you have on your standard telephone, you'll find on a VoIP telephone, and you will find that usually they're expanded, that they have more capabilities and are more flexible. For example, if you want to do conferencing, you simply enter in the numbers either from your Daytimer, your Outlook, or by hand, and you click on each of those numbers, and the call will be started automatically from your desktop. You can mute every caller yourself.
All right.
You can drop
Hold on, Pat. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, by the way, Pat is talking to us over the Internet, over the voice over IP connection. So you can sort of judge for yourself. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. That's Atlanta Rhythm Section. Ladies and gentlemen. Pat Bennett is our guest. He's with COVAD. And Pat, tell us a little bit about COVAD.
Well, COVAD has entered the space around 1997.
Of course, we're talking about voice over internet protocol.
Actually, they entered as a DSL provider and strictly a broadband wholesaler.
Okay.
And then they evolved that business, and in the early 2002 started moving into the direct business, selling directly to customers, and then in 2004 started offering VoIP services.
All right. Now, you mentioned a minute ago, by the way, how can we contact you if we want to do business with you?
If you want to do business, the best thing to do is go to www.covad.com. You can see all of our products and services. You can type in your business information to see if you qualify for broadband connectivity.
And that's COVAD.com, right?
COVAD.
Right.
COVAD actually stands for Convergence of Voice and Data.
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about. You mentioned a minute ago that your voice over IP is not out over the Internet. It's over your own network.
That's correct.
All right. Now, so does that mean that your network is only available in certain places?
Well, we can provide connectivity almost anywhere in the U.S., whether it goes over our network or whether it goes over, you know, a T1 back to our network. The real key is that, it does not transverse the Internet in order to travel.
It's definitely more secure.
And one of the big advantages, even for a small business, if they have multiple locations, is that when you're talking location to location or not talking to what we would call, you know, an off-net type telephone, so not calling somebody at home, for example, but just talking amongst your businesses, whether that business be in Alabama and the other office in Canada, you're not going to incur any cost because you're traveling across your own network, your own IP
if
network.
If you're talking to your own, to sort of an intranet.
That's exactly right.
Right, but if I would, but if you're calling, if somebody in New York is calling another business in Los Angeles, there's a cost for that.
There's no cost. It would be a standard, long distance type call, right. as same as you would incur today.
Okay. So now, what is the cost to get into this? This new technology.
Well, one of the great things about the technology, as I said, is there's no major investment in terms of housing a server on your premises. So upfront cost is relatively low, particularly if you want to initially start by using your existing telephones. We do have an interface that will allow you to use your existing telephone system. You won't get all the same features and benefits as you would be fully hosted.
If you upgrade to a new phone with a little monitor and all that.
Exactly. But you can start that way, and you have really very little capital investment, probably less than $1,000, and then you're just your monthly fee.
How much is from COVAD? How much is the monthly fee?
It obviously depends on the number of stations you have and the features that you select. But in general, including your broadband connection, you're going to pay around $50 a month per station for service.
Now, when you say station, you're talking about per desk, so to speak?
Per desk, per desk.
What about lines? What about multiple lines?
The lines really aren't affected.
For example, I've got 5 lines plus. I've got other stuff, but 5 basic telephonic lines, and I've got 5. Also have 5 stations. Let's say, what would that typically cost?
It's going to cost you probably somewhere around $250 a month, and that
plus,
would be
plus
all,
the equipment that, if I get that. But I will have long distance toll.
Well, that type of package would probably include all your domestic long distance. So you wouldn't have any domestic long distance. You would have overseas long distance.
I got you. All right. You've given us some of the – I'll tell you what. Give us what you think are the top 3 advantages of voice over IP.
Well, obviously, cost savings is a big one. Increased productivity is gigantic in the fact that you can really – do things that will increase the throughput of your business through the use of this type of technology.
Right.
And the third is the ability to add other services on, services that aren't even related to your voice today. So a good example would be automatic directory searching, where right at your desktop you can use directory services without having to pick up the telephone.
Can we combine a camera in this so that you like I am video conferencing?
Sure. I mean, because it's a standard broadband connection, you can do video conferencing across it without any problem.
All right. I'm almost out of time.
Sure.
What are the disadvantages?
It's hard. In my mind, it's very
hard.
Come
on, try to find one.
Yeah, it's very hard to find a disadvantage. I think probably the biggest challenge is like anything else. When you have to change out the old phone system that you've had and that you're familiar with and everybody understands exactly how it works, there's a learning curve in which people have to go through to understand the new phone system.
Is there ever any buffering?
No, there's really no buffering.
Yeah, because that was, in the early streaming days, we had a lot of buffering.
Yeah, there's really never any buffering. And one of the great things about COVAD's connection is we have prioritized what we call prioritized voice services. So your voice traffic always gets priority on the network over top of any data traffic.
Pat, I got a lot more questions to ask you. Will you come back another day?
I'd be happy to.
We'll do it again real soon. Pat COVAD, Pat Bennett at COVAD, give us your website again, Pat.
Yes, www. www.covad, COVAD.com.
Thanks, Pat.
See
you later.
Jim. Take care.
Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.